As the Eagles' disappointing Week 8 loss to the Falcons concluded, the rains of Hurricane Sandy had already begun to soak the region, and residents hunkered down hoping for the best. Sadly, within 24 hours, the storm had devastated the New Jersey coast with gusting winds and violent waves. And the word loss took on a greater meaning than the result of a football game. Among places impacted the most, Atlantic City found itself directly in the path of Sandy's destruction, leaving its natives wondering where to begin picking up the pieces in the storm's wake. Following the Eagles' Monday night game in New Orleans, quarterback Michael Vick used his off day to show support for a reeling community.
And then I'll come get Mike, and we'll bring everybody into the gym.
Okay.
And he'll address the crowd, take a few pictures, and then we'll come back in here, and he will actually shoot the PSA right from here.
All right. We have a special guest for you today. He called me and said, I'll come to Atlantic City, can you arrange it? And I said, I will. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mike Vick, quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. How everybody doing? Thank you. It's an honor to be here today on behalf of myself and my family. And my foundation, we chose to come to Atlantic City. We know about the tragedy that's happened here over the last week or so. We wanted to offer our support, and I wanted to make sure that, you know, you all know that the world hasn't forgotten about you guys. I want to encourage each and every one of you in here to help one another, lead one another, be there for one another, because that's what's important. Appreciate the mayor for inviting us in. Me and my family, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Y'all know what it's like to work as a team, right?
Yeah.
Teamwork. You got to have team, you know, you got to offense, defense, everybody got to do their job, man. Where everybody do their job, it makes it a lot easier for everybody to perform, right?
A simple gesture of kindness can provide a welcome boost to morale. And Vic's appearance at Atlantic City High School created a positive memory during otherwise traumatic circumstances. After spending some time with the students, the visit continued on to a shelter housing displaced families.
How many people do we still have sheltered here?
About 230.
Okay. What happened, Mike, we had evacuation centers all off the island.
Mm-hmm.
Once we had power restored and most of the folk could return to their homes, they did, but some people had no homes to go to.
Go back to, yeah.
And so those whose homes were in a state of disrepair or who were simply homeless or needed some kind of special attention,
right,
we brought them here and set up this shelter after the storm to house those people. So those are the ones who are
awesome.
Still here.
Awesome. All right. How you doing?
How you doing?
God bless you.
God bless you, man.
What's up, my man?
I like the Eagles.
100 grand. You like the Eagles?
Wow.
The Eagles will try to make y'all proud. How you doing? You doing all right? Can I give y'all a hat? Y'all want a hat? You like the Eagles? You like the Eagles? You want me to put it on? You want to hold it? There you go. There you go. It's pretty cool, man. You know, it's a lot of responsibility come with being famous. You know what I mean? You got to be a role model. You know, you got to be an example. You got to be a good son, a good brother. If you have kids, you got to be a good dad, right? Qualities of life.
Jacket.
Sweatshirts for y'all. It's a big large. Is that a fit?
What, son?
What's the, where the other large at?
Large right here. Regular large.
Everybody got it? You get one?
Can I get one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
thank you. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here.
I brought my
entire family, my kids.
Thank you.
Got up early this morning.
My pleasure.
No doubt. My pleasure.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Praying for you all.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be all right.
Pray for you next game.
Pray for me. Pray for me. All right, baby. God going to answer your prayers.
Because I have a big game coming up this week against Dallas. Do you draw anything from this to help you prepare and kind of take some of this out to the field with you?
Yeah, man, just motivation. You know, motivation, you know. They got the screen over here, the TV over here, and they said they watched the game last night, and that's the first thing I told them, sorry we didn't get the win. But, you know, maybe this week it'll be a week to turn it around and, you know, get a big win against Dallas and do it for the people who, you know, can't watch football in the comfort of their own homes due to a natural disaster. So, you know, you got a lot to play for.
Over the course of history, Time and time again, the human spirit has proven its resiliency in the face of tragedy. For those whose lives were impacted by Hurricane Sandy, the rebuilding may take years, but as life slowly returns to normalcy, the healing has already begun. Coming up on Inside the Season, presented by Verizon Wireless. Wide receiver DeSean Jackson breaks down the state of the team and explains his mindset going into the Cowboys game. Center Jason Kelce trims his beard in dramatic fashion for Movember to raise funds for men's health. And linebacker D'Amico Ryans takes a special trip home to Alabama as he's honored by his local community.
I'm Kurt Coleman. I grew up in Dayton, Ohio. The great rich state of Buckeyes. You know, that's probably one of the best things about, you know, living in Ohio is the Buckeye tradition and the Buckeye treats. The sweet and savory Buckeye with the peanut butter and chocolate on the outside is so delicious. When I was drafted by Philly, you know, the first thing anybody ever told me to do was get a Philly cheesesteak. So today, I get to go on a taste test. I'm gonna test out Jim's, Pat's, and Gino's. I'm gonna let you guys know what the best one is because I have a taste for greatness. Hi, this is the first stop on the Taste Test Tour. We're at Jim Steaks on the corner of South and 4th. Come and follow me. I'm going to let you guys know the real ins and outs of Jim Steaks. Come follow. Look, now that's good meat right there. You can tell. The thin slice. Now, what goes in to having a great Jim Steak?
A little TLC.
10 to love and care?
Yes.
You going to get me to cook a good one?
Yeah. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Kurt Coleman, guys. I'm going to try and make you the best one I can. I'm doing my best. Look at that. Okay, I got this next one.
See, that's just my descent. See how it look?
Thank you. First thing learned, presentation is everything. We wanted the sandwich to look good. Also, the spatula is your friend. I was a little afraid to use it at first, but I can go into the meat. I can go hard into the meat. My wrist is hurting right now. My wrist and my forearm. But I'm going to perfect my craft. I feel like I'm getting the hang of it right now.
Stick to defense.
Potential is there.
Stick to the game.
It's time for me to eat my sandwich right here. This is delicious. I am absolutely loving this taste. This is going to be really tough to beat. I mean, everything that you want in a cheesesteak, it has. We're at no other than Legendary, corner of 9th and Passio. This is between the biggest rivalries, Pass and Geno's. Pass and Geno's. This is like Ohio State and Michigan. This is UNC, Duke. Where do you go? Where do you come to eat? No other than Pass and Geno's. So I'm gonna let you guys know which is the best steak in Philly. This is where they say the magic happens.
Two provolone.
Got two provolone with.
Which one are you gonna do? The Wiz, the American, or provolone?
I mean, whatever you think is the best.
Give me the more popular one.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Whatever you say is the best, okay. I'm eating it. All right. I can taste the onions, the meat, and the Wiz. This is how you make a sandwich.
Yep.
This is why Geno's is the best. Thank you very much, Gino.
Thank you for showing me around.
So I just ate my cheesesteak Wiz with onions at Geno's, and it was delicious. Service was great. People are wonderful. I'm going to have a tough time choosing, but I'm looking forward to Pat's. So let's walk on over and get a steak from Pat's. Dave, how you doing?
Hey.
Kurt Coleman.
How you liking Philly?
I love Philly. I love the people, and I'm going to love these cheesesteaks.
Well,
I already know. What separates Pat's from everybody else?
We pretty much invented the whole concept, the idea. Like, when you eat a cheesesteak anywhere, Oklahoma, Texas, wherever you go, they try to do it, it's because of us. You like onions?
I love whatever you want.
Shoot that out the gap. Now, if you like onions, you say cheese whip. Now, the first thing I would recommend is the cheese whip, because that's what we're known for.
Okay.
You want a cheese whip?
I want a cheese whip.
You want to give a cheese
everything
whip?
On it, the best. That's the money factor. Take a good look at that. You got the cheese on top with the onions and the meat.
And it's got to be greasy. If it's too neat, it's not good.
It all matters how it tastes, not how it looks. That's what I say. Thank you so much.
Be honest.
The onions make it?
Yeah.
I can taste the onions.
That's without a doubt.
Delicious.
You got to be Spanish.
Best onions I've had. bar none. Well, now that I'm not a rookie anymore, I'm going to come to pass, and I'm going to gut cheese, or should I say whiz whip. This is the best. So this is judgment time. It's time for me to decide what is the best Philly cheesesteak in Philly. I got Geno's, I got Pat's, and I got Jim's. Great service throughout. I couldn't go wrong with any decision that I'm going to make today. But today, the best cheesesteak in Philly is Jim's. And I'm going to show you why. When we first went there, the meat was made perfectly. Just the way I like it. Sliced up and diced up with Whiz and American cheese. Best Philly cheesesteak in Philadelphia, Jim's cheesesteak. Can't go wrong with any of them. But this is why you go to Philly. Come to get Jim's.
When we return on Inside the Season, center Jason Kelce trims his beard in dramatic fashion for Movember to raise funds for men's health. Inside the Season is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. NFL Mobile is built to bring you the Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. And by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
My message to the Philadelphia Eagles fans, you know, all you diehard fans out there, you know, times are tough right now. 3-5 record is definitely not what we expected. But, you know, going throughout the course of the year and, you know, just all the way back from training camp, you know, we've been out there working hard, working our tails off to, you know, try to get it, you know, correct. And I think the biggest thing I can say is, you know, it has to be a collective effort from everybody, fans, coaches, players, you know, the whole nine. You can't get to a point where you're down and, you know, as much as you want to be, you still got to be uplifted by, you know, just all the positive things we could get out of it. Dallas is one of them teams where, you know, I always get pumped up to play a rival team. You know, going on my fifth year, I can recall so many big-time games, big-time moments. Playing against the Cowboys, and, you know, I just look forward to this weekend, you know, to go out there and just help my team any way possible, getting big plays, you know, being in the right place at the right time to help my teammates and, you know, coaches win this football game, because it's definitely an important game for us. You know, we haven't lost hope. We got 7 games left, and we're just going to, you know, go out there and just, you know, play loose, play fun, you know, and just have a great time doing it. Well, to stay inspired throughout the season, you know, regardless of records or, you know, losing, winning, you know, I think just being able to go out there and own up to being a professional, and not only being a professional, you know, accounting up to, you know, coming in every day and putting in the hard work, you know, even on days you don't want to do it, even on days you don't feel good, even on days when your body's hurting, I think you really have to push yourself past, you know, over and beyond that point and that limit. And like I say, as far as myself, being here in 08 when we was, you know, 3-3, you know, us going on losing streaks the same way, and, you know, we fought back. Regardless of everybody in the city saying we wasn't going to be able to do it, we still, you know, stuck together inside this building. And, you know, when we went on that field, you know, everybody gelled as one. So, you know, continuing to go out here in this 2012 season with the 3-5 record, you know, hopefully we can turn around these last 7 games and, you know, try to win out. And, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be things we're going to have to do. You know, sacrifices in the whole nine, but, you know, anything's possible. And, you know, I'm going to just keep striving to help that team and help my team do it.
Eagles fans, Jason Kelce here. It is November, and Movember has officially started. Originally, I started to grow this beard at the beginning of February to get ready for the season. The plan originally was to grow it out for the full season, but obviously my season has been cut short, so the power of the beard has been rendered useless on the field. I have decided to shave my beard and leave my mustache and let it grow throughout November. For those of you who don't know what Movember is a website and a organization that raises money for men's related illnesses, in particular prostate and testicular cancer. Last year they raised over $126 million worldwide. And what men do is they grow their mustache out for, you create a profile on this website. Throughout the month, people donate. Knowing the money goes to charity. And anybody can do this. You just create a profile at Movember.com, and hopefully some people will be able to donate to my profile and I can raise some money to help some people out that are in need. With that being said, let's start shaving.
All right.
Jesus. his head. Right-handed. I'm just going to keep this. Yeah. I used to take this little guy everywhere I went. Oh, upsetting. Oh, my gosh. I think some mustache wax. I need to keep the remains of it, of Jay Kelsey beard 2012. This is what's left. Suits me well, huh?
You don't look like a caveman.
No. It looks civilized. I don't know if civilized is the right word. Eagles fans, I appreciate your support in this tough and difficult time for my beard and I. You know, hopefully we can raise as much money as possible for people with suffering illnesses and families that are going through cancer and everything else that is going to be benefited through this charity. So, go Eagles.
Dude.
Look at this.
You look awesome.
Wow.
Did you tweet that?
Not yet. I'm waiting for prime time hours.
Let it go, man.
Let it go. It's coming back. It's going to come back.
Man.
Pretty long. Pretty long. I didn't measure it. Should have.
Huh? You guys rock that the rest of the year, man. We could go.
Just right before practice? Huh?
Young Reed.
Young Reed.
Yeah, you look like Coach Reed right there. Hey, new guy, Evan.
Hey, Jason Kelsey.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Join the Eagles and the American Red Cross on December 1st for the 5th annual Eagles Blood Drive. All presenting donors will receive a limited edition Todd Harriman's number 79 t-shirt. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit www.redcrossblood.org/eagles to make your appointment today.
Welcome to Regents Park. We're here tonight to check out the Barons game. I hear they have someone throwing out the first pitch. Let's see if he can throw a strike or even get it across the plate.
The first pitch, and then you kind of get another break. You go up to the sweep, whatever, go to whatever you want to do. And then at the top of the second inning, we'll have a table at the end of the first base side, and we'll start to do some autographs for a couple innings. Get done with it. We'll go up and maybe do a little on the radio.
Hopefully I can get a couple practice throws in, play a little catch a little bit, loosen up, so I can make sure this ball gets across the plate.
Former University of Alabama great, let's hear it for D'Amico Ryans!
Baseball, this is what I do. I was born to throw the ball, hit the ball, it's no big deal. Back at the park, just bring back old memories and throwing on the catcher gear, get behind the plate. Always love game day.
Again, 5 innings, pitch, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, 5 strikeouts. He threw 65 pitches, 43 for strikes.
What's it going to be?
Mary Redden, Michael.
Ice cream for a Seaman. So what you think? It's always fun to come back home because, like, this is where it all started. It's fun to come back, hang out with the family and friends. It's good to see those people and hear the stories they might have to tell and just be able to sign autographs, take pictures. It's fun because these people I know, people I grew up around. Having the experience of playing for a while, you know that anything can happen in this league, so I wasn't just totally shocked. It's always fun to be back in the ballpark and you go out on the field, stepping on the mound. The mound wasn't my place. I was always behind the plate, but it's fun to get back out there. Yeah, just interacting with baseball. Baseball, my first love, and I always enjoy playing baseball. I always think I can still play it, you know. Even though I don't practice that as much, still think I can do it. And I always enjoy baseball.